Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
The struggle is real. I'm Scott on SOS Radio. We're talking to Nicole Eunice. She's an author and she's a teacher in Richmond, Virginia, and leads a ministry called Praxis. And it's a residential program for young leaders who just really want to just dig into God's call on their life and know how to better follow Him. Nicole's written a bunch of different books, and a new one is called The Struggle's Real, Getting Better at Life, Stronger in Faith, and Free from All the Stuff That's Just Keeping You Stuck. Nicole, I don't want to be stuck anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's just a big promise.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
Oh, tell me your story. When were you at the place where you're like, I'm stuck and I got to get out of this, and now I learned something. I'm writing a book about it.
So I have spent most of my adult life as a counselor and a pastor, and most of that means I've spent a lot of time listening to people tell me their stories. And throughout that process, I've just discovered lots of themes that I've experienced in my own life that seem to resonate with many other people as well. And I think that, God's word is so relevant to that struggle that we face and to our story. And it's all about sort of uncovering what that looks like in each of our lives.
Yeah, when you wrote this book, you talked a lot about rewriting your life and how scary things were for you. Like, we just immediately begin to feel and experience that tension of the old story, even though we want the hope and the freedom. We want the new, but we go back to the tension.
That's right. I mean, sometimes we don't even know what we don't know, if that makes sense. I was talking with a friend this morning, and we were talking about how sometimes you got to have a few years under your belt. You got to be in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, even older, before you start to look back and realize, wow, I picked up some things along the way that have been patterns in my life that I've been living out from as early as our childhood. And God's really interested in helping us rewrite those stories towards freedom. And it's amazing what Spirit can do in our lives, the way that the Spirit can just sort of move back in our memories and in our stories and help us rewrite and redeem difficult places to be places really of God's glory. And that's kind of what I love to point people in that direction, because it's such a hopeful direction for our lives. It's just never too late to experience a rewrite in a really powerful way in your life.
We're talking about how we rewrite our story with author Nicole Eunice today on SOS Radio. And Nicole, Maya Angelou said, you can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas lights. What does that quote mean to you?
I love that quote so much. And you can probably add to that list. I mean, every one of your listeners that are listening right now can think about what those things are, where our character is just revealed sometimes in kind of ugly ways to us. Sometimes it's traffic. Sometimes it's just the stress and the pressures of life. But really, that quote to me is about, what is your character really made up of in times where you experience frustration, where you experience boredom, or where you experience worry? And I think those are places where God reveals to us what we're really made up of. And it's in those places that we often find that the struggles that we face today are usually related to struggles and patterns that we faced yesterday and the day before and the year before. And God's power is the power that can actually take us back to those places of initial hurt, initial wounding, initial fear, and that we have a Savior who actually wants to rescue and redeem us from those places. Most people think their places are not dramatic enough for God. They sort of like think, oh no, like it's not that big of a deal, or that's something I did to myself, so I got to fix it myself, or other people have it worse. And honestly, like, that's just us distancing ourselves from the gospel. It's not getting closer to it. And getting closer to it is just acknowledging, man, these things that have happened, whether they've been small or big, they actually have really impacted the way that I see my life, see myself. And any time that that's out of accord with what God's designed us to be, this kind of expression of abundant life and freedom, that's the place that He really wants to work.
We're talking to Nicole Eunice today on SOS Radio. And as a counselor, do you notice as adults that sometimes we just don't know what to do with boredom? It's like sometimes we create drama and we don't even know that we're doing it. It's just because, like, we don't know how to rest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are hurtling toward more and more of that in our world. Like, there's just... we live in an instant gratification culture. We're used to, like, instant answers, instant ability to get out of pain. I mean, truly, I hate that it's true, but humans seem to grow the most through hardship and pain. And you can just look across history and across every story in your life But we have so many ways to access removing ourselves from pain by just numbing it, escaping it, distracting it. And yet it's like the place that you actually grow. And so boredom and places where we find ourselves like, I don't know who I am and what I am, they often just reveal to us like what's really the substance of what we're made up of. And if we haven't faced it now, we will face it in life. I mean, if I've learned anything by being a pastor, man, life is full of hardship and you can't escape from it forever. And if you don't have the structure and the substance of your character in the day that you're bored and you're like, hey, where's God in this and what is this saying about my life? Then when the day comes that you actually really need that resilience and that strength, it's not going to be there for you. That's why the little things matter. That's why like the everyday matters even more so, because that's what prepares us for the big places that we may really struggle in our future, because life has hardship and pain in it.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.
The struggle's real. We're talking about being unstuck with counselor and author Nicole Eunice today on SOS Radio. Nicole, how can the struggle actually feel like a good thing for us?
Well, I don't think it ever feels good, like in the moment. I think it can be good. And I think we need to give ourselves permission in that way. Like, I think a lot of times if we've been in the Christian life for a long time, we keep thinking, sometime in this way, I'm not going to feel this way anymore. Like, I'm not going to be frustrated anymore. I'm not going to be impatient anymore. And yes, I do believe that God transforms us. But actually, a lot of it is about a perspective shift and the ability to shorten the time between the time where I'm frustrated, bored, anger, resentful, whatever that thing is, where I'm really experiencing sin, closing up the time between when I experience that and when I'm right back there asking for forgiveness and grace and leaning in to what Jesus offers me. A lot of us make a lot of space between those two things. And I think the way the struggle can be good is the way it draws us closer to our dependency on Christ and our dependency on like what we need, not what we need like once a week on Sundays when we're in worship service, but like what we need when we're every day of our life, every sort of moment as we live out the life God's called us to.
We're talking about being unstuck with counselor and author Nicole Eunice today on SWS Radio. And Nicole, you wrote a book. It's called The Struggle's Real. And I'm sure most of us are struggling in some area of life. We wish we could rewrite our story, but we're just at a loss at where we start. What is the first step?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Scott. And actually a question that people ask me a lot. They're like, okay, I feel really stuck. What do I do? So a lot of times, like as a counselor, I'm kind of like, well, what's led you to this place? Like, what made you realize that you're stuck in the first place? What are the circumstances going on in your life right now? You know, if you pick up a book like this, like, why did you pick up this book? A lot of people are not that in touch with what their soul really wants to say to them. And what I experienced in counseling when I did private practice for about a decade is most people actually know what they need. They haven't slowed down enough and gotten honest enough to actually express that. So they think that they're stuck and they don't know what to do. But in reality, what they are is frantically busy and they're running away from dealing honestly with what is often like our softer emotions. Like most people run away from grief and sadness and loneliness and unmet needs. Like we don't want to admit those things. So it comes out as anxiety or depression or other things, frustration, lots of interpersonal conflict with other people. So we think our problem is like this other person. When in reality, if we would just sit with it for a minute and be with it, we'd be like, wow, I have a lot of like unmet longings. I am frustrated or angry at God. And then we're getting to like the actual work because we're getting down to the heart of the matter. Most people actually can find the heart of the matter if they will be courageous enough to slow down. Sometimes you need a counselor to help or a pastor or a good friend to slow down and listen to what your soul is actually trying to tell you.
It's tough to know how to take control of the thoughts in your head. We're talking to author and counselor Nicole Eunice on SWS Radio today. Nicole in Romans 12 talks about not being conformed to this world, but actually being transformed by the renewing of our minds. And with all that said, Nicole, how do we practically take every thought captive and actually put that under the authority of Jesus?
Yeah, I love that question. I love that verse. Just one of my favorites because this little part of that Romans 12 verse is like, there's an active part, which is do not conform. And then there's a passive part, which is to be transformed. A lot of times we get those two things confused. We are like passively conforming to the world. And we're actively thinking that transformation is our job. When in reality, what the scripture says is that we actively don't conform to the world, and then God is the one who's doing the transformation work on the inside of us. So the active part to me is the way that we set our intention every day. And what I mean by that is in Deuteronomy 30, it says, "Here I set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. So choose life so that you and your descendants may live." It was kind of Moses' last words to the Israelites. And they were not choosing physical life. Like when he was, when Moses said that in his last words to the Israelites, he obviously wasn't talking about physical life because they were all alive. He's talking about a spiritual choice to choose the spiritual life. And I think that's the choice in front of each of us every single day. We put our feet on the ground when we wake up in the morning and we say, I'm going to choose to live my life toward God's intentions. Now, the next question might be like, well, I don't know God's intentions for my life. So that's what God's yeah. word is for. That's what community and believers and relationships and worship and this radio station, that's what those things are for, because they're there to help us make that choice. So we choose intentionally the spiritual life, and in doing so, we become transformed. And sometimes, if we would just get that sort of priority right, we'll see that a lot of faith is a lot more active intention. I think people try to make it really mystical and really spiritual and really mysterious, when there's actually like a lot of intentional daily life choices that we make with our mind that are the way that we're actually taking captive this big idea of, I'm going to live my life the way God intended life to be lived, when everything in the world wants to tell me to live my life according to the way I intend it to be. That is very different.
No, that's so rich. You know, and Jesus said, as believers, we're not of this world, even as I'm not of this world, but all too often, Christians just want to blend in, and sometimes the struggle that we face isn't any different than the struggles that non-believers are going through. What's wrong with that picture, though?
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of it is, yeah, I do actually think that we face the same struggles, but a huge part of it is, Christian, how are you dealing with those struggles? Like, it's not about getting perfect. Like, as we're transformed more and more into the likeness of Christ, we are going to be experiencing a change in our heart's desires. But a huge thing for the Christian is not so much, I don't struggle anymore. It's, I struggle differently. So when I sit across from my friend who's struggling with a hardship, I can say, I struggle with that hardship too, but I know the grace of Jesus Christ. Like, I'm free. I'm not burdened and held back by that thing. Like, I can be a messed up person and still love Jesus. And I experience freedom in that. And so often Christians are trying to clean it all up so much that it's actually keeping us distant from other people rather than drawing us toward them. And that's how the struggle can actually be good, because of the way that it can draw us toward other people.
I think we forget that this life isn't about being perfect. It's about becoming more and more like Jesus, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're all on a journey, and the end of that journey is a finish line to eternity that we have to cross alone. Like, we hold hands with many who encourage us along the way. When the day comes for us to meet Christ face to face, we take that step alone. And we're all walking that direction. The opportunity is to walk in the light as he is in the light, to be transformed with ever-increasing glory as we gaze upon Jesus. And we just figure out and we work together and we think about, today, what does it look like to live my life the way Jesus would live my life? Like, what does that actually look like today? And we're all in a different part of that journey. And we all have a lot to learn, no matter where we are on it. But there's a lot of freedom in just being on the journey together. It's not about making it perfect, but it's about enjoying it along the way, for sure.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.